Thanks for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. Do you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to? Either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057. That's 2057. Or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We'd love to hear from you, so connect with us today.
Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here. I want...
I wanna be free. Free. Don't wanna be judged, don't wanna be me.
I don't care if I offend you. I was born to accept.
I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need
truth. Here, the truth is here. I want. Truth is here. The truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Kia ora te whānau, Tobias Tahi here. You are listening to the replay edition of the Truth Speaker Show from the 23rd of May. With powerful music from Michael Jackson, Macklemore, Herbs, Tom McDonald, 660, and so much more. You can listen to a replay, live stream edition of today's show tonight from 10 p.m. and again on the weekends from 2 p.m. But due to copyright restrictions, we're unable to have the full show up on permanent replay, so be sure to catch them on that live stream for the full experience. The Truth Speaker Music Show live streams on Monday and Thursday, 1 p.m. with a replay live stream edition airing at 10 p.m. on the same day. Check out our website, realitycheck.radio/truth-speaker for replay times and more information about the Truth Speaker Show.
You're listening to the Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, the replay edition on RCR, Reality Check Radio. Send us your feedback to inbox@realitycheck.radio.
And we are back for another massive music show for your Thursday afternoon. Remembering who we are and where we come from is vital in being the most powerful version of ourselves. If we don't know our roots and how we came to be who we are, where we are, why we are, then that creates a massive disconnection within self. Te Ao Māori is a perfect example of this. A child raised connected to his roots holds on to something to be proud of. A child raised disconnected from his roots has nothing to honor and make proud. This isn't just relevant to Māori, but we are in the country of Māori, so that is why that is the direct reference I'm using. But I'm, for one, personally done with people who won't respect, acknowledge, or even take a moment to understand why Māori are and who Māori are, and feel that anything pro-Māori is an attack on their culture. This country is Māori. Te Ao Māori is unique to these lands, so we should embrace it. I understand there is a fine line between embracing and being forced to, but there is also a fine line between not wanting to and racism. It works both ways. All right, how triggered are you after hearing that? All right, now it is time for me to go where I think at this stage I'm the only one with the balls to do so. In case anyone missed it, over the past few days, Netanyahu and Hamas leaders are looking at facing arrest warrants from the ICC. I will quickly play the audio of that and then come back with my thoughts around this and around Zionism as a whole.
I have reasonable grounds to believe, on the basis of evidence collected and examined by my office, that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Minister of Defense Yoav Gallant bear criminal responsibility for the following international crimes: starvation of civilians as a method of warfare, willfully causing great suffering, serious injury to body or health or cruel treatment, willful killing or murder, and intentionally directing attacks against a civilian population, as well as crimes against humanity of extermination and or murder, persecution, and allegations of crimes of committing other inhumane acts. It's alleged that these crimes were committed in the context of the ongoing armed conflict and as part of a widespread and systematic attack against the civilian population of Gaza pursuant to a state policy.
I think if all of that leads to nothing and it is all just smoke and mirrors, at the bare minimum, I would like to think that it places the absolute maniac, psychotic, psychopath Netanyahu into the same category as the world sees Hamas leaders, and that is as a terrorist. It still blows my mind that people are pro-Zionist when Zionism itself has stated that its goal is to rule the world, rid of Christianity, rid of Islam, and be the one world religion. Now, where have we heard that before? One world government, one world currency, one world religion. Evangelical Christians in Israel are abused, churches burnt down, graffitied, pissed on, and it is not even recognized as a formal religion in Israel. I've seen videos of nuns being spat on by Israeli Zionists walking the streets in Tel Aviv. It blows my mind that people are proudly supporting Zionism when Tel Aviv right now is protesting the removal of Netanyahu for his actions against Gaza. At this point, I don't really care who I offend, but I'm going to lay out some cold, harsh truths about Zionism. The media is owned and controlled by Zionists, the same media who have been strategically manipulating the minds of the masses for centuries. So it is not a coincidence that you are not being shown the truth of what is happening in Gaza and the genocide that is happening there. Big Pharmac is owned and controlled by Zionists, the same Big Pharmac that funds and backs governments in order to control them and manipulate them for an agenda. I should not have to go into the corruption of the pharmaceutical industry. I would like to think that RCR listeners are aware of that. The Biden administration, 90% Zionist. Our monetary slave system and banking systems, just take a look at Woodrow Wilson and his two closest advisors when he implemented the Federal Reserve. This one should be enough to send alarm bells, and I shouldn't have to explain any further. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla, Zionist. Most billion-dollar corporations are owned and controlled or run by Zionists. These corporations control the world and different states of America, small countries, via loans to small governments, and by manipulating the leaders into doing certain things. That is common knowledge, I would like to think. This one might be a little bit on the fence for some of you, but 9/11 was done by Israel, and I shouldn't have to explain that one to you because I was 14 and aware of what was happening. I mean, I could keep going, but my point is Zionism and Zionists are behind everything that is doing harm to humanity. My point being, Zionism is behind everything we have been fighting for and standing against, not only since you started standing up and waking up during COVID and getting involved in activism or political stance, but for decades. And it blows my mind how people can claim to be against a one world government or a health pandemic treaty or any form of control over our lives, yet stand and support Zionism when it's right in front of your eyes that they are the ones implementing everything you claim to be against. I'm not only against their psychotic genocide in Gaza, but what they are doing behind the scenes and in the dark around the world, they are evil to the core. They want power and control. They hide behind anti-Semitism to play victim when they aren't a true representation of the beautiful Jewish people worldwide. In fact, Jewish people around the world are actively standing up against Zionism now. Tel Aviv has been seeing massive protests against Netanyahu right now as I speak. It's very black and white for me. You can't be pro-truth, pro-freedom, pro-humanity, and pro-Zionism. The two are polar opposites. But for some of you here, you have turned it into Christianity versus Muslim or Islam when the fact is Zionism wants to wipe them both out. We need to remember the state of Israel was created by the Balfour Declaration, an agreement between, I think his name was Lionel Walter Rothschild, and I shouldn't have to go into the Rothschild name, that should be alarm bells already. Arthur Balfour, who was at the time the Foreign Secretary for the British government, and Chaim Weizmann, who was a Russian Zionist, who then became the first president of the Rothschild-funded and created State of Israel. The Balfour Declaration was an agreement to create a safe place for Jews to migrate to in an already occupied and established Palestine in 1917. But if all of that isn't enough, or it's too much for you to comprehend and understand what I am trying to tell you in regard to Zionism being behind all that we are fighting against, let's strip it back to a pure, basic, humane level. The genocide of Gaza is inhumane and wrong. The murder and slaughter of innocent children, women, and men is wrong. Just because your TV screen isn't showing you, or the social media algorithm isn't showing you, which, by the way, guess who owns and controls big tech, funds the fact checkers, and dictates what you see on social media? Yep, you guessed it. Just because you're not seeing it doesn't mean it isn't happening, and what is happening is absolutely disgusting and can no longer be justified. A stand against Zionism is a stand for humanity and freedom. A stand for Palestine is a stand for humanity and freedom. Free Palestine, free the world.
You're now listening to the Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, right here on your very own Reality Check Radio, RCR, your home for music with a side of truth and freedom.
Thank you for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. If you like what you're listening to, or dislike what you're listening to, either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057, that's 2057, or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear from you, so connect with us today.